This is only a test. Can you say something for me, Bob?
Yeah, what would you like to know?
Okay. Okay, this is Joe Schaefer, and I'm interviewing Mr. Bob Pertzinski. We're at his house in Chesnay. And sponsoring this is the English 2 Honors Oral History Project. And the date is January 2nd, 1990. Okay, Bob. I'd like to ask you, what can you remember about your boyhood chores on the farm?
Well, getting up quite early and getting ready and preparing yourself to do a day's work in the fields. Go ahead.
What kind of things did you do in the fields?
Well, usually your day started by getting up and doing your chores and getting the barn cleaned out, getting your horses ready, and preparing yourself to go out in the field and do work. If it was the spring, you were doing plowing and fitting the fields and getting prepared to put your crops in.
Could you describe some of your chores, like milking cows? Like, how did you milk cows?
Well, we had about 9 head of cattle, besides we usually had hogs, but the cattle, that's what we usually milked, was about 9 cows. Asked about the milk.
How'd you go about milking them?
Well, you usually had to wash the udders on the cattle, and then you sat on the right hand of your cow, and naturally you had a pail, and you would milk your cows and then take your milk to the house and put it in a can and put it into a tank with water and cool it and try to get it down to about 40 degrees. And then the truck would come along and pick up your milk and take it to market. And that's the way you took care of your milk at that time.
You said something about hogs, like...
Well, we usually have about 3 brood sows, and then twice a year you'd probably have 25 or 30 cattle for market. And that was the way you did raising hogs.
What about the horses? How did they fit in?
Well, we usually, on an average 80-acre farm, you had about... 4 horses or 2 teams, and that would take care of your field work. And of course you had to clean your horses every morning, clean out your stable, feed them, grain them, and get them ready for field work.
What else can you tell me about the horses?
The horses was to pull your implements in your field. They were not riding horses, they were strictly work horses. And that's the main purpose for your horses on the farm.
Can you describe the types of crops that your family raised?
Well, usually you had a variety of crops. You had wheat, oats, white beans, and corn were your main crops. And of course, there was always hay to take care of your livestock. Was about to take care of the stock that you had on your farm. You really, the only thing you sold probably would be beans. Very little grain was sold. It usually went back into production right on your own farm.
Did you have thresh grain? And can you describe what you remember? Father?
Oh yeah. Is that thing on? Oh, that every year you thrashed grain. You went all over the neighborhood and thrashed grain, wheat, and all your grain was thrashed. That is the only way that you had to do it. You had a grain binder, and of course, naturally, you had to cut it and shock it, and then it was either hauled into the barn or hauled to the grain separator, and you thrashed it.
Did a lot of people gather around?
Usually, your neighborhood would change help, and of course, that's the way you got your work done when it come to thrashing grain or beans or corn or whatever it was. If it was corn, you would use a corn husker, and if it was grain, you used a thrashing machine, they called it, and beans were the same thing. But that's the way it was done then.
What was the thrashing machine like? How did it operate? Do you remember?
Oh, well, it was a very large machine, and of course it was run by a large tractor with a belt, and one of the gentlemen in the neighborhood owned the, in fact, it was a neighbor that had the thrashing machine and all the machinery to do the work.
Do you remember ever shelling corn?
Corn was shelled a lot, and it was a hand shower that you turned by hand, and then it was you would feed one cob to a time, and it would go down through the machine and come out shell corn, and the cob would come out the other side.
Were there any differences in the work and chores that needed to be done from a season to another?
Well, the difference was that in the summertime you didn't have as many chores to do because your cattle were out in pasture, so you didn't have to take care of them as much in the barn, but your horses were pretty much the same because they usually stayed in the barn. You might put them out in the summer some, but they were usually in the barn, but the cattle were out in pasture. So that would be the difference on doing chores. There was much more chores to do in the wintertime than in the summer.
How was that, winter?
Well, you had all your cattle inside, where in the summer they were out, and you didn't have to bed them down and clean out your stable like you would in the wintertime. In the wintertime, they were usually in the barn all the time and just let out to water and exercise. And that's why there was much more work in the winter.
Was there any difference between the spring and the fall?
Not really that much difference, because in the spring your livestock was all turned out, and in the fall they were put back in the barn. That's when your chores really started, more chores than normal.
When you're milking a cow, anything ever happen?
Well, what usually happened quite often was if you had a cow that didn't like being milked, they would kick and spill your milk, and you would have a mess. That would happen occasionally because some of them just didn't like being milked.
How did you settle down?
Well, usually, but the only thing you could do is have patience. You didn't really want to get too rough with the animals because that didn't seem to work either. So that was about your best do, was to have patience.
Anything ever happened when you were working in the fields with horses?
Well, you would have things happen. It happened that I did have a team run away, and that wasn't unusual because horses would do that. When you were working in the field, if they became frightened, why, there would be times you would hear teams running away. And that happened quite often. Well, you usually had to go get them. I mean, they usually would stop if they came to a fence or someplace. Why, they would stop, and that would be where you would find them.
Could you describe how you took care of the young animals, like in springtime? Did it require any special care?
You had young animals everything. When your cows would have calves, why, you would take care of them. And the same thing with your hogs, when they'd have young ones, you'd be taking care of them. And of course, I had quite a few rabbits at that time, and of course you would take care of the rabbits, and that would be taking care of a lot of animals. Cleaning them and cleaning it out and watering them, and taking care of them, see that they were where they were supposed to be.
Now when you feed them, did you feed them like the big ones, or did you have to require them special care?
Well, they usually would eat the same as the large ones, only they start small, and then they would eat very little, and of course, as they grew more, why, they would be eating the same thing as the large animals.
You ever get caught not doing your chores?
Really not very often, because you knew the chores had to be done, and that was your job, and if you didn't do it, no one else would, so you usually had them done.
So you never ever never do them?
Not that I remember, because it was just a job that had to be done, and you done it, and that's the way things were then. I don't know, you just done your work.
Now, was the farm the only source of income that you've had, or?
At that time, yes. Of course, we did have an apple orchard, and of course, that was the source of income.
Can you describe what you did in the apple orchard and how much income you got out of that particular?
Trees, and that would, well, about 2 acres of orchard. And of course, they really took a lot of work because you had your trimming to do and spraying and taking care of your crop until harvest.
So you worked in there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we did all the work. And actually, we did have a hand spray for quite a while, and then we got to the point where we put on a gasoline engine. and that would take care of the spraying. But it really, it was a lot of work. But of course you did make money on selling your fruit in the fall of the year. Well, the one year I remember in particular, we had around 3,000 bushel of apples, and of course your top variety of apples at that time were selling for $2.50 to $3 a bushel. And there was different varieties. You had Spies and Delicious and different. It probably would be 5 or 6 different variety of apples. You had early apples, you had summer apples, and you had fall apples. So that way you were practically busy from July on with apples.
So did you take them into town and sell them then?
Oh yes, you would take them into Saginaw, or a lot of them you would take out and sell different areas. Take them into town, sell them to stores. And the biggest market was actually sold right there along the road to where you lived.
You said toward the beginning that you had to wake up early. What did you consider early?
Well, in the summertime, when there was a lot more work to be done, you normally got up around 5 or 5.30 in the morning. But in the winter months, when you were at school and things were not so busy, you normally got up around 7 or maybe quarter after 7 to get your chores done before you went to school. And that's the difference in seasons.
So there's really a lot of difference then.
You mean between
waking up?
Well, yes, in the summertime and in the winter. And naturally, in the winter, there was less work to be done. So if you were going to school, all you had to do was get up and do your chores and then go to school. And that made the difference in getting up.
So summer was mostly the busiest time?
Summer was your busiest time on any farm, because that's when all more of the work had to be done. That's when your field work was done.
That required a lot of extra hard work?
Well, yes, because you had all your crops to put in and your crops to harvest, so that was your busiest time of the year, and that's when most of your labor was done. In the winter time, when you didn't do any farm work, well, then things were more of a slack time.
You said earlier, you know, what did you have to do with that?
Well, your barn clean-out consisted, if you had cattle, why you would put your manure onto a wheelbarrow, and then you would wheel it out on a ramp or some similar to that, so you could get your manure away from your barn, because at that time you had to keep your manure away from the barn, or normally you couldn't be selling milk.
So
the manure was all returned back onto the field with the manure spreader and hauled out for back onto the fields. And that was usually done in the summertime or early spring if you had time to get it out back under for fertilizer.
Can you describe the chores that you had to do after school? Was there any difference than the ones in the morning?
Well, the first thing it consisted of was filling the wood box, carrying in your wood for the supply of wood, which was used mainly at that time for heat and cooking. And you had to split your wood and then carry it in, and fill your box.
So this is all year long?
Well, in the summertime, naturally, you were off pretty light on that deal, because it was only used for cooking in the summertime, so you didn't use very much wood in the summer. But in the wintertime, it was when you really had to haul in the wood.
And when did you chop the wood?
Well, you usually cut your wood in the spring of the year, and then, of course, you would be put on a pile, which they called a buzz pile, and it would be cut up with a buzz saw, and then it would be split and piled, and in the fall of the year, you would haul it up and store it in your woodshed or outdoors, wherever you had a place to keep it. And then through the winter months, you would burn it.
Do you remember anything else?
Well, it seemed like there was always something that should be done. If it wasn't cleaning the stable, why, it would be something else.
Such as?
Well, there was always chores to be done around the farm, and it seemed like that was one day after another was pretty much always the same chores.
Can you describe the tools that were used on the farm?
Well, your main tools usually for fitting the field was a plow and a drag and a land roller. And usually most people had a disc, and your other tools were usually mainly planting tools.
Can you describe how they worked?
Well, your three main tools were used for fitting, and then you had your grain binder, which you used to harvest your grain, and you would have a corn binder, which you used to harvest your corn. And your other tool you would have would be a planting tool to plant your crops. You would have a grain drill and usually a corn planter, and that would consist of your tools for planting your crops. Drawn at that time because you had no tractor and everything was strictly horse-drawn.
Okay, just a couple to wrap it up. How big was your farm?
The farm was 80 acres, but we usually rented from 20 to 40 acres and we worked that along with the 80 acres.
How much did it cost you to rent?
At that time, most of the people would rent their farms for one-third of the return crop.
Where was your farm?
Farm was located 4.5 miles east of Chesney on 57.
When you worked, how many brothers and sisters did you have? Maybe help you out?
Well, originally there was 4 boys and 5 girls. I was the second youngest of the family.
So you basically had a lot to do just by yourself?
Well, yes, because as the rest of the brothers and sisters grew up, they naturally left home and got a job away from home.